Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Monday, the 29th of May. This week on Battle Drill Devotionals, we focus on the events of Pentecost. The powerful arrival of God's Holy Spirit changed people's lives forever. It can change ours too. Our Bible reading for this week is Acts chapter 2 and verses 1 to 21. Today we're going to read from the New Living Translation. The Holy Spirit comes. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven, like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then, what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages, as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. At that time, there were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. When they heard the loud noise, everyone came running, and they were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken by the believers. They were completely amazed. "How can this be?" they exclaimed. "These people are all from Galilee, and yet we hear them speaking in our own native languages. Here we are, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, people from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, the province of Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the areas of Libya around Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. And we all hear these people speaking in our own languages about the wonderful things God has done." They stood there, amazed and perplexed. "What can this mean?" they asked each other. But others in the crowd ridiculed them, saying, "They're just drunk, that's all." Then Peter stepped forward with the 11 other apostles and shouted to the crowd, "Listen carefully, all of you, fellow Jews and residents of Jerusalem, make no mistake about this. These people are not drunk as some of you are assuming. 9 o'clock in the morning is much too early for that. No, what you see was predicted long ago by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. In those days I will pour out my spirit even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy. And I will cause wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and clouds of smoke. The sun will become dark and the moon will turn blood red before that great and glorious day of the Lord arrives. But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen." How can you handle pain so well? How do you manage to stay calm when someone is so irritating? How do you find it so easy to forgive someone? How come I've never seen you hold a grudge? Has anyone ever asked you a question like that? As Christians, our lives should be different from those around us because of the light of Christ in us. When Holy Spirit power descended on Jesus' disciples at Pentecost, they were suddenly so different the crowd asked, "What can this mean?" They recognized something supernatural was taking place. If our lives are marked by the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit, then people will be curious about why. When people see you dealing with grief and pain with fortitude, when they see you showing grace to someone who really irritates you, when they see you showing forgiveness to someone who has really hurt you, when they see you being kind to someone who is unkind and showing love to someone who seems unlovable, they will want to know why you are so different. As you tell your story and about the difference God's power makes in your life, suddenly you're sharing the good news about Jesus. As you think about these thoughts today, you might want to use these questions to help you. Where do you see the Holy Spirit's supernatural power in your own life? And how would you explain that to someone who has never experienced it? I hope to see you again soon for another Battle Drill.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.